So you're the brave soul who volunteered for my special trials in exchange for another shot at life. You do know that the last volunteer who went through my trials failed miserably after just 3 minutes, correct? Time for a few prudent warnings, then. If you decide to go through with this, you either succeed or you fail. You might not think hell itself can get worse, but I assure you that if you fail, it will be far worse than anything you've experienced thus far. Things aren't all doom and gloom, however. If you succeed, you get another shot at life. Well, what you called life anyway. Your old home, job, car, your pathetic collection of childhood memorabilia. Your entire mundane existence can be restored to you with a snap of my clawed fingers. No, no, no. Don't interrupt. I'm sure you have a lot of questions, but they will all be answered in time. Manners maketh man, after all. My name is Lucy Fair, and it's my absolute pleasure to meet you. You probably heard a lot about me back when you were alive. Sadly, those tales are all as mean as they are one-sided. I'm just a fun-loving devil looking for an adventurous soul, really. Let's just say that I have unusual proclivities. And so far, no one has been able to truly satiate me. Hopefully, you'll be different. Returning to your old life as a reward should be a sufficient motivator, yes? After all, I'm sure you're thinking that anything is better than what you've gone through since you've been here. All you have to do is sign the dotted line. You can even use my pen if you want. Sure, sure. Read the contract. Not like we have a shortage of lawyers down here, too. Solicit one of them to help you if you like. They enjoy feeling useful so much, they might even do it pro bono. But really, who cares? Why not take a risk for once in your mediocre life? Just sign here. Our fine print isn't nearly as insidious as that of your cell phone carrier. I promise. There we are. I knew I could count on you. Now initial here, and here. Good boy. Well done. I'm proud of you. Lean over here, and let me give you a pat on the head. Looks like we're in business now. I wish I could say that the hard part was over, but the decision you just made pales in comparison with what you're about to go through. There you are, succubus. Would you be a dear and prepare the trial chamber? This lovely human has just signed up to be my next volunteer. Oh, stop laughing. I know I've gone through more than a few already, but I have a good feeling about this one. I think he shows real potential. succubi, am I right? They can be so rude sometimes. At least they're loyal. Follow me now. Come along, a bit faster, please. Delaying won't make the tasks you're about to face any less horrendous, you know. You signed the contract willingly. And now I'm just dying to get started. I'm going to sit down on this nice, big bed with my back against the headboard. Come sit between my legs, pet. Oh? You look surprised, darling. I look like... who now? Oh, that's right. She was your crush in another life, wasn't she? As for the horns, the tail, and the red skin, well, those additions are all me. I know she wasn't quite as devilish as I'm about to be. Yes, I know all about her. I know about all the times she shot you down. All the times she hurt you and didn't even notice. So I figured, why not take the opportunity to show you what could have happened if she said yes? Come on now. Lie between my long legs. Lay your head between my ample breasts while we get started. Your first trial is simple, and I sincerely hope you pass it. Do not come. My soft hands are gonna touch you on your stomach. And your thighs, and your cock. Yes, just like that. I love hearing you gasp, dear. I'm going to make you feel very, very good. But no matter what, you must not orgasm. If you come, you fail. Oh my. You're already so hard for me. Did you just moan the word mommy? Is that what you always wanted to call her? Well, you can certainly call me that if you wish. As long as you agree to be mommy's good boy and not come until I say so. Do you promise? Good boy. Bucking your hips already? How long can you last with my hands on your cock, making you feel so good? I wonder if you're gonna make it through. What are you thinking of to stay strong, sweetheart? Are you really doing all this for her? How precious, baby. It doesn't really matter, though. Right now, You're my good boy. And good boys don't come until they're told. The way you moan and tremble from my touch is turning me on so much. Can you feel my red hot pussy pressed against you? Oh, yes. Moan again for me, darling. I just love how desperate you got for me so quickly. You can feel your orgasm, can't you? Just waiting to overwhelm me with pleasure. It's okay. You can make as much noise for me as you need to. Let it all out while I grind up against you. Help me feel good, sweet boy. I would feel so good if you came right now. So come. Come for me, baby. Come for mommy. Shoot your hot cum out while I press myself into your back. Moan into your ear. Yeah. Come for mommy, good boy. Come for mommy. Oh, you know you want to. Huh? No? You're not gonna come for my hands? Okay, then. It's all right. Breathe for me, baby. You did it. You passed. Just breathe. You've done such a good job for me so far. You didn't crack, even when I made you feel so good. Now, for your next trial, you're going to make me feel good. Turn around and lick my pussy. You're going to make me come, and if you're not fast enough, you fail. You can't even touch yourself while you do it. I really don't care. Do you understand what you need to do? Good boy. Now get to work. Tick-tock. Oh, yes, baby. I love feeling the vibration of my pussy from your lips. Oh, hearing you moan while you suck at me. You must be so desperate to make me feel good, huh? Come on. Work that. Oh my God, my good boy's face. did you? How dare you! You miserable little... You regret the day you landed in hell. How fucking dare you make me come so fast? I've never given in before. I've never lost. Don't look so smug, wretch. You've still got one more trial left. And this time, I'm not leaving anything to chance. Lay down on your back. Now, I'm gonna ride you till one of us comes. Listen closely, little boy. If you orgasm before I do, you fail. You might have been the first to reach the last trial, but you're gonna be the first to fail it too. Good. Now you're tied up all nice and tight. Never forget, I'm the one in control here. I'll bet this isn't how you imagined your first time with her, I'm sure you wanted it to feel sweet and tender. You wanted to make love to her. Well, too bad. I own you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And I like playing rough with my toys. This feels so good already, doesn't it? Our bodies pressed together, right where you want it most. So close. Almost inside me. Oh, baby. Are you scared yet? Worried all over again that your body will betray you? You damn well should be. Yes. You feel so good. You want to know a secret, human? I always hoped you'd get to this part. I wanted to feel you inside me so badly. That's why I came earlier, when you were eating you. Now I'm riding your cock. It's even better than I imagined. Why don't you give me a kiss, baby? That's right. Moan into my mouth while I kiss you. So loud already. Oh, I'm such a good boy. You love feeling my mouth on yours, don't you? You can suck on my titties too, baby. Oh, my nipples in your mouth felt so good. That's right, baby. I'll let you do whatever you need to come. There's something special about you. I just can't get enough of you, baby. If I were a human girl, I think I might tell you I love you. Given our circumstances, that's just silly. So I want you to say it, my good boy. Oh, God. tell me you love me while I ride your cock. Just like this. Tell me. Tell me now. Oh, that's my good boy. I love you too. I love you too, my good boy. You did it. I can't believe you actually did it. You made me come first. I lost. That means I have to release you back to the life you had before. I'll keep my word. In fact, I'll get rid of your physical bonds right now. But first, I'm going to kiss you on top of your adorable little head, human. Why am I not more upset that I lost the wager for your soul? It's simple, really. You just had sex with the devil herself, baby. I'm the hottest piece of ass in all creation. Or so I've heard. Normal sex just won't cut it after this. Once you go back, you'll be desperate to experience something this good again. And where will that bring you? Right back to me. Perhaps I should even pay your crush a little visit. I'm sure she's delightfully vulnerable to my influence. And I can tell you firsthand that sex with a possessed girl is out of this world. Well, enjoy your second chance at life, human, while it lasts.